Today we'll be doing Sifhei. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Bnei Adam sheyesh lahem safsal nukov v'nifnin alav mutar likros kriyas shema kenegdo. If a person has a bench that has a hole in the middle that he uses to defecate, one is permitted to recite shema opposite that bench. Kevin she'en atzoa al hanekev v'gam in hagraf tachas hanekev, since there's no feces on the hole and there's no feces underneath. V'ot shehanekev tamin mechusa bedaf, and that hole is constantly being covered by a slab of wood. The Ramah says v'chom yishakori b'makom she'en kor. The Rambam writes that if a person recites Shema in a place or a situation where he's not supposed to, then he has to repeat it even b'di'evit. The Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkaton Yud Gimel tells us Kriya Shema Kenegdo Svira Lei De'ein Lo Din Beis HaKisa Yashan. The Shulchan Aruch holds that this does not have the status of an old bathroom. De'kaimalan De'asur Lefanav Bimlo Einav Afilu Pinu Mimenu Hatzoa. Where we paskin that if the bathroom, or the, in this case the bench, is within eyeshot, even if you've removed the feces, it's problematic to say Shema in front of it. Rather, this bench merely has the status of a house or a building that was designated for use as a bathroom. Since there's never feces on this bench, because it always drops through the hole, and the feces never stays underneath, except in certain exceptional circumstances. Aval harbe acharonim cholkin alav, usvir luhu deyesh lo din beis hakisa yashan, kevan shenifnin alav. Many acharonim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, and they assume that since you defecate on this bench, it has the status of an old bathroom. V'yalkein tzarich li zoher, kesherutz likros kriya shema ulehis palel oledaber eiza divrei kedusha, sheyotzi hakisa mehabayez, o sheya mideo mila achar of dalet amos, o sheyachaza kol hakisa beveged o bedavar achir, v'afilu hu naki ve'in bo. Therefore, you either have to remove the bench from your house if you want to say Shemar Shemon Esrei, or you have to make sure that you're 4 amos away from it and you're behind it, or that you have to cover it with some kind of material, with some kind of clothing or something like that. Even if it's clean, even if there's no feces, you have to, and even if the hole is covered. You have to be careful also if you have these basically toilets that are made for little kids to use. They must be covered when you're saying Shema or speaking words of Torah, even if there's currently no feces inside of it. Or it has to be removed, or has to be taken out of the room in which you're saying Shema or speaking Dvarim Shebekdusha. Uvefrat ki akaton ragel lilachli chakisei beis shehu nifnen. Certainly, because young kids, typically when they use the bathroom, when they defecate, they do so in a messy fashion. Ulechuli alma yeshalav shem beis chakisei af beis shehu naki. Therefore, everyone assumes that a child's potty, that a child's toilet, has the status of a bathroom even when it's clean. Kasa bederach achayim leinyan safsal nakov deim hasafsal miyuchad liyeshiva kamo kisei shemeyachtin liyeshiva mechusa bechar. If the bench was meant for sitting and there happens to be a hole in the middle that's used for defecating, which is covered by a pillow or a blanket, and then when you need to use the bathroom, you remove the pillow and then you defecate into the utensil that's underneath the hole. So the Prima Gadim thinks that the Derech HaChaim thinks that it would be permissible to recite Shema if, as long as the hole is covered, even if there's nothing else covering the bench, for it does not have the status of a bathroom. We'll stop here for now and we'll begin Siman Pei Dalet tomorrow.